Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sarah. Hello? This is Sarah. Hello? 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 Okay, so now we've got a limited time on the show, so I'm going to do the intro like we did again, and then we're just going to pick it right up. So here we go. So, Bob, we had a timely show today with Dan Bongino talking about the siege on inner cities in America and the war on cops. And then we had Chimene, who's a sexual assault expert, talk about the Duggar family. So I think we should end the show, as we always try to do, on a very positive note.
Amen to that.
Yes. So, Stephanie, take it away and tell me your last name. I mean, Sarah.
Sarah.
Where was I getting Stephanie from? My goodness.
Piampiano. My last name is Piampiano.
Welcome.
You can call me Stephanie. It's totally okay. I have no problem with that.
Great to have you on the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So Sarah was a high-flying Wall Street girl like myself, and Bob, you're a Wall Street guy, left the industry, sitting in a bar, drinking, smoking a pack of cigarettes, and decided you were going to be a triathlete. What a transition.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty amazing thing to go through. And to, you know, I feel really fortunate having had the opportunity and the experience that I did at Wall Street. And I guess when I made the decision to turn pro, I felt like if it didn't work out, I always had finance and Wall Street to fall back on. But I also felt as though when I was given the opportunity to give this a go and see if I could make a career out of it, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. And as a little kid, I had always dreamt of being a professional athlete. You know, it was my dream and my goal to go to the Olympics and win a gold medal in the marathon and then go to the Winter Olympics and win a gold medal in ski racing. And so, you know, while I wasn't necessarily doing exactly that, it just, for me, it's kind of the opportunity to fulfill a childhood dream. So it's been a really wonderful experience.
Well, I can't think of any industry other than Wall Street that would prepare you for something like this. It is one of the most difficult industries. I'm a veteran, 23 years, Bob, not quite as much, but it's an industry you love. It sucks you in. If you can survive it, you can always get a job anywhere. And if you can survive that industry, you can survive anything. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel as though my experience in banking and on Wall Street has had a pretty profound impact on my approach, both mentally and just from a business perspective, in terms of everything, everything that I do in the sport. Kind of like you said, Wall Street is a cutthroat environment. It is hard. You have to be mentally so strong. You have to be able to put your head down and work under pressure. You have to be able to take criticism and kind of let it roll off your shoulders and adjust and adapt. And triathlon is very much the same way. And I really feel like that training and that opportunity to be in such a harsh but also very rewarding environment is something that has really benefited me. Nobody is holding your hand and telling you everything's going to be okay. It's either you make it or you don't.
Same thing as working in finance, same thing as working on Wall Street. Sarah, I love this quote that you have. The time is now, one life, one chance. No Regrets. And then the other one, My Journey Has Begun. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I feel as though so many people in their lives, we kind of, you either do what we think that we're supposed to be doing with our lives, or you just, people just kind of fall into a routine and they fall into something that's comfortable and don't actually push themselves to take risks or take opportunities and put themselves in a position that could make them happier than they really thought was possible. And for me, particularly with that dream I had as a kid of making sports my life, this was my chance to do it, you know, and so few people have that opportunity to go and pursue their childhood dream and pursue something that they always wanted to do, and I felt like I'm going to do it. And my parents and a lot of people around me did not agree with my decision, but I was a fool for doing this. You know, I was working in Wall Street. I was making plenty of money. I had worked so hard to get to the position I was in my job, and I was just, in their minds, throwing it all away for a lot of uncertainty. But, you know, for me, I thought, well, I would rather be doing something that I'm just so passionate about and completely in love with and happy and making less money than doing something that I, well, she made me happy, but, you know, I wanted to pursue my dream.
It's such a challenge, that industry, and I firmly believe that if you can make it in that industry, you can make it anywhere. And I've always told anybody, get a job in finance and you'll always be able to get a job. How do you sustain, how are you making money, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, are you doing public speaking? Do you do, what do you do? Other than being a triathlete.
Well, this is what I do full-time training. I mean, I train anywhere from on a light day, 4 hours, to on a heavy day, I train up to 8 or 9 hours. So it is a full-time job. I mean, I'm swimming, I'm biking, I'm running, I'm doing strength, I'm seeing my nutritionist, I'm getting massages, I'm going to physical therapy, I'm going to my chiropractor. I mean, it is full time. The way that I make my money essentially is through my sponsors. I get some salary from my sponsors. I get performance bonuses based off of usually when I finish first, second, or third in a race, and then you earn prize money. And it's tough. I'll tell you that to break even in this sport between your travel costs and the coaching and all the various costs that you have to make roughly $85,000 a year able to break even.
Well, yeah. So that's how many events you would be entered in a year?
Well, I mean, it kind of doesn't matter. 8, 9, 10 events, but it's a very expensive sport, and I end up paying between coaching and chiropractor and massage and PT and strength trainer, you know, you end up paying $2,000 plus a month in fees to all of these people, and it's just excessive. It adds up, and I will say that it creates a situation where when at an average race, the first place prize money is only $10,000 or $12,000. If you don't have sponsors that are willing to pay you performance bonuses and pay you out really any money, it's a situation to be in. And so there's a real there's a real debate right now, because a lot of the professionals in the sport feel as though the prize money isn't strong enough, and it really just puts people in a position where if you're competing at the highest level, you can do it full time. You make enough money that you can do it full time. But for the people who are kind of developing athletes and don't have the sponsors and aren't getting first, second, and third, they're not making a whole lot of money, and it puts them in a position where they actually do have to sometimes work and oftentimes work full-time jobs just to be able to survive and pay the bills. But then if you're working full-time, you're not able to train full-time, so then you're not really putting yourself in as best of a position as possible.
So it's a full-time, it's a full-time commitment.
It is a full-time commitment. And the one thing that I can say, and I mean, I feel so lucky for this, is just having worked on Wall Street, I had a lot of money from, you know, my years of working in finance. And so that is what has financed my, for me, you know, over the last few years, that's helped me. And that's been able to allow me to pursue this full time. And, you know, kind of like with any business, if you're a startup, very few businesses are profitable in their first 2 or 3 years. And it's really once you get to, you know, year 3, year 4, year 5, where you start seeing profit. And that's the situation I'm in. You know, my first few years in triathlon, I was just bleeding money, and now I'm in a position where I am profitable. But
can I ask you, Sarah, what did you do on the street? What was your job title?
Well, originally I started out working in equity capital markets. And then eventually when I did end up leaving, at the time that I left the industry, I was a vice president in M&A. I did consumer.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You're in the game.
Yeah.
Sarah, did you, I was curious, of the three sports that you participate in the triathlon, which one is the hardest one for you?
swimming is by far the hardest.
Swimming.
For me.
Okay.
I really am afraid of the water. I've always struggled with it, and it's just been, I'm really scared of drowning. I'm really scared of suffocating in general. So, you know, I don't like to have things kind of like in front of my face. And so swimming is very hard for me. And it continues to be a struggle for me. And I've worked really hard to get more comfortable in the water, to improve my swimming. I think most people would probably look at my swimming and think that I'm great, but on a relative basis to the rest of the women's professional field, I'm quite a weak swimmer. So, you know, for me, in races, I'm always coming from behind. There are the people who are the amazing swimmers and then not as strong on the bike and run, and I'm the person who's the weak swimmer and a great cyclist and a great runner, and so I've kind of been picking people off throughout the day.
So, Sarah, in closing, could you just tell our listeners who are out there who are looking to make a change in their life, maybe not be a triathlete, maybe become a radio show host like Bob and I did. Who knows? Can you just give them a message for us?
What I think, my message, I guess, would be to not be afraid of failure. You know, it's really failure it's the fear of failure that really prevents people from, I think, accomplishing all that they can accomplish and getting the most out of themselves and being the best version of themselves that they can be. But if you don't fail, you're never going to succeed or reach your highest heights, you know? And so for me, it's sort of be willing to embrace failure and take that on, and in doing that, take the opportunity to pursue interests or dreams or things that you've always been afraid to do, and give it a shot. And if you fail, you fail. But if you don't fail and you succeed, then really the sky's the limit.
So use fear as an inspiration. It should be an inspiration. Because nobody goes throughout life without failure and fear. So those are two things that we need to embrace rather than to be afraid of. Failing and fear.
Yeah, well, and you know, there's opportunity. There's times when you know, sometimes you take those chances and then you find out that it wasn't as great as you thought it was or whatever. But then you don't die wondering. You gave it everything and you kind of lived your life to the fullest. And I think that's a really wonderful thing.
I totally agree with you. Yeah.
What a great message! Yeah. What a great message and a great way to end our show on this Friday that was just so much is happening in the news that is negative and just sad and disheartening. And to have the opportunity to have you come on and share your story with us, Sarah, we really appreciate it. And the fact that you're a Wall Streeter just as we are, and we all stick together, right? We all have been in the pit. We know what it's about. And, so we really appreciate you coming on with us. We hope that you'll come back and share some more stories with us and let us know how you're doing. We are going to put your fabulous website on our website, californiaconnection.net, and the link to our show will be on there with you. So if you can pass that along. And we will also put that on our Facebook page, your story and your link to your website. And we thank you again for joining us, Sarah. We really appreciated having you.
Yes, thank you very much,
Sarah,
thanks
for being
here with us.
Having me.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Hopefully we can see you. Well, hopefully we can have you on again.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'd love that.
All right. Keep running.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye.
So, Bob, we end the show, which began on a somewhat dark note and ended on a positive note. And I'm proud that we're able to bring all kinds of messages to our listeners.
That's exactly right. You know, and the thing is that, you know, it's not all wine and roses out there. But then again, you know, to end the show with an inspiring Sarah Piampiano talking about her life and how she's overcome lots of obstacles to become a champion. And I think her message there was, you know, keep at it, and anybody can do it. Anybody can win just like she can.
Exactly. So I would like to say congratulations to you with your son graduating high school last night.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a great day. It was such a great moment. And, you know, I finally got Ben to finally exhale. You know,
I've told all of my friends there's nothing better than watching your child walk across the stage to graduate, whether it's junior high, high school, college. It's the best feeling ever. And congratulations to you, Bob. He's
Thank
a
you.
Brilliant AP physics. Oh, my goodness. I can't even go there.
his nickname is AP because it's all he took this year. He took six AP classes. Oh my! I mean, I'm in awe of the kid and to do what he did, and he performed this year. And you know, we're also very proud of him. And you know, again, he finally had a chance to breathe. And he's kind of a nerd because I think he was a little upset today that he didn't have a chance to, he didn't have any books left to read to study, you know.
You tell him the hot girls love the nerds. You marry a nerd. That's what I've told my daughter from day one. So anyways, next week we have a great show. It's all about finance. You and I are going to share our stories of how we got in the business, how it's changed. We have a young up-and-coming Wall Streeter. His name is Evan Tarver. He's written a book, and he's actually on the he's a candidate for the CFP, so we're going to talk to him a little bit about what it's like to break into the business that you and I have been in our whole lives. So next week should be a great show.
That's great. Let's grill him with some really, really tough questions and see if he's really ready for that CFP.
Exactly. So anyway, to all of our listeners, thanks once again for making us one of the most popular shows on LA Talk Radio. Bob, have a great weekend celebrating your son's wonderful accomplishment.
You too. Thank you very much, Maureen. And let's hope the Warriors can get the job done, huh?
Oh, what a game that was last night. Just incredible.
Fantastic. Well, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next Friday, All About Finance. Thanks again for joining us on California Connection at LA Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.